Well, this morning we have gathered with broken hearts. We've gathered with mourning hearts. We've gathered with grieving hearts at a precious little one, Ashlyn, being taken from us. And we grieve and sorrow with those family members that have suffered such a incredible, indescribable loss in this precious little girl. Reports have come to me of her conversion in Christ, of her resting upon Christ, and she was marked by great joy and happiness, and what a delight she was and is. But what a delight that she was for those here in this arena, and very special little girl. Though we sorrow and though we grieve and though we have broken hearts, we are not hopeless this morning, are we? We hope in Christ, and she died in Christ. And it's important to also to remember that the Lord did not fail her in her last steps of her pilgrimage in this life. When she entered into the valley of the shadow of death, as the psalmist said, the Lord was with her. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so that little one feared no evil. Christ was with her. And the mighty angels of God come to accompany the Lord's own through that valley. And on the other side of that valley is the city. The New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, that place that is full of light and life and glory. And can you imagine for that little girl when she saw the city, when she passed through the gates and was face to face with her Savior and her King? What an astonishing, indescribable, lack of words to describe experience that was for that precious little child. But that's what happened to her. That's what she experiences now. She sees her Savior face to face. May the Lord bless and keep Moonies, Carltons, the Huberts, and the extended family. And may the Lord bless and keep us that grieve on their behalf. But we grieve in faith in Christ, knowing where this precious little one is. There's only one book to turn to at a time like this, and that's the Lord's book, the very word of the living God. And I believe that the Lord has a word for us as a congregation this morning. And so if you would turn with me to Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah chapter 41, and I'll draw from two verses in this chapter, Isaiah 41, verse 10 and verse 13. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. The word of the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Pastor Dickey is wrestling with a cold. He's doing much better. And he asked me to fill in so that he would be fresh for tomorrow's celebration of Ashlyn's life and pray for him. He will bring a message that will do honor to her, comfort the family, and bring glory to Ashlyn's Savior. And so this portion of Scripture is what the Lord has laid on my heart for us on this Lord's Day. You'll know that the Lord says to fear not. There are things in this life that can rock us with fear. But ultimately, the Lord says, fear not. The Lord also says, do not be dismayed. There are things that can dismay us in this life. And this word dismay means to gaze upon something, to look around, if you will, and to look around in bewilderment. And sometimes there are events that take place that do dismay us. But ultimately, the Lord says to us, as his covenant people, he says, fear not. And he says, do not be dismayed. Now, why should we not fear? Why should we not be dismayed? Why should we not sink into bewilderment? And he tells us in verse 10, he says, for I am with you. He tells us in verse 13, for I, the Lord your God. It's because of who he is. How exactly does the Lord help us to overcome fear or dismayment in the presence of trials, crushing trials, terrible news, and loss? He does it by holding our hand. You'll note in verse 10 at the end of it, he says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Note verse 13. He says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand. And so difficult things come to us in a fallen world. But the Lord says, I'm going to come with my righteous right hand. The hand that symbolizes authority, power, infinitely righteous character, judgment, grace, and also comfort. And so he says, I'm going to come to you if you're one of my chosen. This is reserved only for them. I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to uphold you with my righteous right hand. He'll not let us fall. I'm going to uphold you with my righteous right hand. But verse 13 says, in your right hand, I'm going to come, and I'm going to hold your right hand. And that's the blessed place of comfort. One of the most difficult things is for us not only to experience trial and loss, but to watch others that we love experiencing trial and loss. Remember that if they know Christ, there is that sovereign, omnipotent hand of strength and authority and power and grace that'll hold their hand through their greatest trials and their most intense grief. And so that's how the Lord comforts us. He comes and he holds our hand. And sometimes the child of God might not be aware of it. Sometimes the child of God is aware of it. But as the child of God looks back, he or she will be able to say and testify, the Lord held my hand all the way through it. And so the Lord comes, and with his right hand, he takes hold of our right hand, and he holds us. That also signifies the special presence of the Lord, and especially through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so to hold somebody's hand, to shake somebody's hand, to touch someone, you have to be close to them. And so these two verses are also reminding of us is that he extends his arm and he takes our right hand into his hand and makes us aware of his special manifest presence, a special manifest presence that does not fail the Lord's people, but keeps them through whatever trial, whatever loss comes their way. That gracious hand holds our hand as we pass through these trials. And so it is about the special presence of Christ. And so as we pray for those who are experiencing sorrow, We should pray for the special presence of Christ, if they know Christ, the special presence of Christ to be upon them. Pray and say, Lord, fulfill Isaiah 41. Take their hand and hold them. Touch them, Lord. Touch them as only you can with your righteous right hand, and make them to know the presence of Christ, and that will keep them through the trial. If we could bear some of their grief, we would, wouldn't we? If it could be transferred to us, we would. But we know that that's not possible. We can bear their burden, but there is this grief and sorrow that those that we love pass through when tragic events come their way, challenging events come their way. What we can pray for is this: Lord, extend your arm, take hold of their hand, and hold them during this time. Power and strength is in that hand. Grace and mercy is in that hand. The upholding power of God, He will uphold them. He will not fail them. And through their grief, their sorrow, and their tears, He will make sure that they're upheld and they're kept. This supernatural presence, this hand from our sovereign, gracious God, this hand will keep them. And specifically in verse 10, he says what he's going to do. He says, I will strengthen you. I'm with you. Presence. I will strengthen you. Sometimes in the midst of difficult trials and situations, especially with overwhelming losses, indescribable losses, God's people experience such deep sorrow that they can say, I did not know that there was the capacity of the human heart to sorrow like this. It surprises God's people at times. They did not know the depths to which the human spirit could mourn. Oh, maybe in some measures, but then there's this particular situation, event. And they did not know that the human heart could experience such sorrow, the depths to which the human heart could mourn. When their eyes become a fountain of tears that they cannot seem to shut off. I did not know that we could grieve that way. The capacity to grieve. And the Lord uses, of course, all of that to bring healing. But passing through it is a profound and challenging experience. The Lord says, I will strengthen you. There are times when there are things happen that sap away our physical strength and even our spiritual strength because they're so intense and so troubling. I have told people that they've expressed to me out of deep grief that they can barely lift their eyes to look to the Lord to pray. They can barely speak. And I've told them, just cry out Jesus' name. He'll do the rest. What I was saying to them is, He's going to come and hold your hand. I said, just cry out His name. Just say, Jesus, Jesus. And based on the promises of the Word, I've assured them He will come. And He's going to hold your hand. And so He will give strength where weakness has come because of loss. And He also says, not only will I strengthen you, but I will help you. How does the Lord help His people? He helps His people in whatever way His people need help in a given situation. He knows how to help us. And He knows how to help those that we see suffering with sorrow and with grief and with loss. We must have confidence that the God of Isaiah 41, verses 10 and 13, that He knows how to help them. He can do it in many ways. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring a special portion of Scripture, or a single verse, or part of a verse, and that verse just keeps them, upholds them, and eases their grief in the midst of grief. Sometimes He will use the voice of someone else to drop something their way, and the believer might not even be aware of it, that that's specifically used to help them at that time. We might not be conscious of it, but the Lord comes and He helps them. Yes, I will help you. Verse 13, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying, fear not, I will help you. And so by the special presence of Christ, sorrow that is so heavy is dealt with. The very name of the Lord is our stronghold, and the very hand of the Lord makes sure that we are comforted by that. The touch of His hand brings strength. The touch of His hand brings strength where there's brokenness. The right hand will not let us collapse in total weakness. The authority, power, and grace of that hand will keep God's people. Fear will give way. Dismays, when you gaze in bewilderment at what has happened, at the situation, the trial, the loss, the Lord will come and He will help us. He will help us in whatever way it is best for us to be helped. He will make His people aware of the special presence, and He does that by holding their hand, their right hand. And sometimes the brethren may need help from us, and so when we sense that, we may need to take their right hand and help them lift it up to the Lord, to His hand, and that's where we play a part. When God's people look back at trials, they are able to testify in a most wonderful and powerful way. The Lord kept us. The Lord upheld our hand. The Lord did for us that only what He could do. And that presence. There are times when the Lord makes clear why certain things have happened. He's under no obligation to. For He always does right. His is a righteous hand, isn't it? There are times, though, when we do not have answers or explanations in any detail. He gives us something better than explanations and answers. He gives us Himself. He holds us with His right hand. And that will prove to be sufficient throughout this life. And so that blessed right hand in our right hand will keep us. He will not fail us. This presence that keeps us. This word, the written word that keeps us. That helps us to overcome our fears. Helps us to overcome bewilderment about what has happened. That hand accomplishes all of that for us. He will not fail His own. And He will be there for them. We must rest with that confidence today. Our broken hearts, on behalf of those that are brokenhearted, we need His hand. Our congregation has suffered a great loss. And we've heard even more news of another one of our families that has suffered loss. And in the midst of this, the Lord says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My hand in your hand. Fear not. I will help you. The Lord will not fail his people. When you pass through the waters, the fire will not burn you or touch you, nor will the waters overwhelm you and drown you. So whether it be fire, the trial of water, one will not burn, the other will not drown. With his hand, he gives beauty for ashes. He gives the oil of joy for mourning. He gives the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. His hand will see to all of that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, through your Son, extend your hand. Hold our hand. Hold the hands and hands of these that we love. And Father, we already know that you're holding them. We can already sense that. Be with them tomorrow. Give much grace. As Rick has prayed, much peace, peace that passes all understanding. Be with us as a congregation. We pray that you would use us to comfort. Pray that you would use us to be a blessing at this very time. Lord, I thank you for the reports that the congregation already has been at to the families. So bless this people, Lord. Hold their hand as they minister on behalf of Christ and to these families. For the service tomorrow, we pray for the blessed Holy Spirit. Be with your servant, Pastor Dickey. Use him beyond what we can ask or think. Touch the hearts of the lost that may be present. And Lord, use the message to glorify Christ and to honor this precious little one that has gone into the very presence of Christ. Thank you for what you will do tomorrow. Thank you for how you will strengthen, help your people, your touch upon all of us, for we desperately need it, for Christ's glory and for the benefit of these precious families. Amen.